the rest of the story. Little Billy Eno was 9 years young, the fifth son of a prominent New York family. Billy's daddy was a Manhattan banker and a real estate developer, builder of the original Fifth Avenue Hotel. Well, one day Billy and his mother went downtown to visit Dad at his office on Lower Broadway. The smells and the sights and the sounds of the city were exciting to the little lad, and the youngster was impressed with the apparent importance of his dad's profession. And then Billy and his mom headed for home. Yet what otherwise would have been a brief, pleasant trip became an arduous journey, an interminable, unimaginable trek through city traffic. And the little boy never forgot that traffic jam. The hours of seeming standstill, waiting for frustrated policemen to untangle the mess. It ought to be mentioned that in those days, there were comparatively few vehicles on the streets of New York City. It took little more than a dozen hesitant or misguided ones to snarl traffic for blocks. But as I say, the little boy never forgot. And that one unforgettable experience inspired a lifetime endeavor. William Phelps Eno is now remembered as a pioneer in traffic regulation, as the father of traffic safety. Because when Bill Eno's daddy died, he left his son a seven-figure inheritance, and shortly thereafter, the lad immersed himself in the study of traffic control. 1 year later, Bill published the first article on the subject in Rider and Driver magazine. The piece was entitled "Reform in Our Street Traffic Urgently Needed." Within 2 years, he devised a traffic code comprised of basic rules for passing and turning, for crossing and stopping, a system of hand signals, and a means of determining right-of-way. To enforce these new regulations and to expedite the flow of traffic, Bill conceived a very special breed of policeman, the traffic cop. Subsequently, the Apollo Squad of the New York Police Department was based on Bill's model. It was Bill who first suggested taxi stands and pedestrian safety islands and one-way streets. Those were his idea. And the painted lane markers and the traffic signals. In fact, few men in history have so dramatically affected the everyday lives of men and women all over the world. And it all began once upon a traffic jam. One afternoon in 1867, when it seemed a little boy and his mother would never get home. Of course, in 1867, Manhattan traffic was horse-drawn. Even when Billy devised his original traffic code at the turn of the century, automobile traffic was still many years in the future. And when at last the age of the motor car did arrive, William Phelps Eno resisted the newfangled invention. A superb horseman, he preferred to ride, and he would travel by automobile only when it was driven by a chauffeur. And he remained a skeptical of motoring until the day he died in December of 1945. And what that means is this. William Eno, the father of traffic safety, the man who gave the world its basic traffic laws and systems by which we still live to this day, who devoted his life to making our roads safer for drivers everywhere, he, William Eno, never learned to drive a car. Never. And now you know the rest of the story.